We're so thankful for each and every one of you here in the house of the Lord with us today. Amen. God is good, isn't he? Amen, amen, amen. And some of you were asking about the offering for the chairs. We are going to have a formal service for this the first Sunday of March. I'm believing that March is going to be a month of miracles. Amen. We can start it in February. Amen. But I'm going to declare and I'm going to preach. I'm going to believe that March is a month of miracles. Amen. Amen. And so we want to start that month. If you've already given in the offering for the chairs, that's okay. God will still bless you. Amen. And that will be used. But we want to, as we mentioned, we want to get nice, comfortable chairs. So when you sit down, you can bounce back up really quickly. Amen, amen. And we can just fill this house up with chairs. Amen. I think what we're going to do is we're going to put the good chairs in the front and the old chairs in the back. Is that how we do it? So we get the more people to sit up front. Amen, amen. Amen, amen. I'm just joking with you. I know some of you, you get the back seat because you got to exit real quickly because you're heading off to work. And we appreciate you just being here. Amen. But if you're sitting in the back just because you can be closer to the door to get to the buffet, well, that's a different story. Amen. Man, it sounds like the baby's getting ready to help me preach now. God is good, isn't he? Matthew chapter 26. I'm not going to preach very long here today. I just want to preach a word of faith, and I want to have a time of prayer, and I want us to believe God for miracles. I want to pray for people that need the Holy Ghost to receive the Holy Ghost. If you haven't been baptized here today in the name of Jesus Christ, we want to pray for you that your faith would go to that level, that you would be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins. Man, there's people that may need to repent of their sins for the very first time. We want to give you that opportunity. Amen. So I'm not going to preach very long. So don't think, well, he didn't have much to preach. I want to preach what God has given me and move out of the way. And I want you to respond to the word. Hear me. If I just preach and you don't respond to the word, you don't put the word into action, then it's all meaningless. Amen. We must put our faith into action. Amen. As we do that, that's when the supernatural is released. Matthew chapter 26, verse 6 says, "Now when Jesus was in Bethany, in the house of," watch, "Simon the leper." Did you ever notice that? Jesus was in the house of a leper. Let me move on. I'll preach about that here in just a minute. "There came unto him a woman having an alabaster box of precious ointment and poured it on his head as he sat at meat. But when his disciples saw it, they had indignation, saying, 'To what purpose is this waste? For this ointment might have been sold for much and given to the poor.' When Jesus understood it, he said unto them, 'Why trouble ye the woman? For she hath wrought a good work upon me. For you have the poor always with you, but me you have not always. For in that she hath poured this ointment on my body, she did it for my burial. Verily I say unto you, whosoever this gospel shall be preached in the whole world, there shall also this that this woman hath done be told for a memorial of her." Amen, amen. I want to preach to you with the help of the Lord today. When there's brokenness on earth, there's openness in heaven. Hallelujah. When there's brokenness on earth, there's openness in heaven. Hallelujah. I want you to join hands with the person beside you if it's appropriate. And I want us to pray together right now in the name of Jesus. Lord Jesus, we need you here today. Lord, there are people here in this house that need you more than ever. There are people that are going through battles and struggles. Come on, open up your mouth. Open up your mouth. Begin to pray. Hallelujah. Prayer is not something we do silently, but open up your mouth and begin to pray. God, I need you today. Speak to the mountain and command it to be moved. You got to open up your mouth. Hallelujah. Speak to that mountain and command it to be moved. I command fear to leave in the name of Jesus. I command doubt to leave in the name of Jesus. I command pain to leave in the name of Jesus. I command sicknesses. I command it in the name. I speak to those mountains in my life, Lord God. Hallelujah. I surrender to you, Lord. I submit to you, Lord God. Hallelujah. I place myself at your feet, knowing that I'm empty, I'm incomplete, I'm absent. I can't do anything without you, Lord. I need you, Lord. I need you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, press on a little bit more. I want you to begin to rebuke devils in your life in the name of Jesus. Come on, I can't rebuke that devil for you. You got to rebuke that devil for yourself. I rebuke that devil that has been attacking my family. I rebuke that devil that has been attacking my children. I rebuke that enemy that has been coming up against my finances. I rebuke the adversary that has been trying to come up against this church in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, God, let our faith go higher. Let our faith go higher. Let our faith go higher. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, bless my brother. Bless my sister. Let there be a loosening. Let there be a liberty. Let there be a breakthrough. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. I need some people to push through in the spirit. I need some people to push through in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, this is more than just some ordinary average prayer, but this is a chain loosening prayer. This is a wall breaking prayer. Hallelujah. This is a delivering prayer in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Somebody cry out, Jesus. Somebody cry out the name of Jesus. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord God, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Lord God, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Come on, somebody clap your hands unto the Lord. Somebody shout to God with a voice of triumph. Shout. Give a shout that makes the devil nervous. Give a shout that makes the enemy intimidated. Give a shout that says, I'm getting back up. Yes, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus' name, Jesus' name, Jesus' name. Lord, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy, you're worthy. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I bless your name. I bless your name. I bless your name. Hallelujah. High five the person beside you and tell them, I'm getting my breakthrough today. Come on, tell them I'm getting my breakthrough today. Woo! Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. You may be seated in Jesus' name. I heard about the record holder early in the 1960s that held the Olympic record for the shot put. The shot put is one of the most challenging sports in the Olympics. They take a large metal ball, place it on their shoulder, and they thrust it out into the air. And the individual that is able to push that ball the furthest is deemed the winner of the contest. Up until this time, the man that held the record, it was approximately 16 feet that he was able to take that heavy metal ball and thrust it through the air. And the technique that everybody would use was a little bit different than what we see today. What they would do is they would take that metal ball, place it in their hand, balance it on their shoulder, and run as fast as they can, and at that line, thrust it into the air. The record holder, at this time, he began to look at this, and he began to think to himself, and he began to study how he could get that metal ball to fly further. And the technique was developed that we see today in the Olympics. He placed that ball on his shoulder and took a step forward, spun around again, and thrust the ball into the air. The record that was held at that moment was 16 feet. He exceeded the record by over 2 feet by using this new technique. When individuals saw him do this, I'm sure they thought to himself, what is he doing? We have never seen anybody do anything like that before. But when that ball landed with a loud thud and broke the Olympic record, everybody stood up and took note at what that man had done. What am I trying to tell you here today? If you want to go further, if you want to go higher, if you want to go to a place in God that you've never been to before, you just might have to do things a little bit differently. If you've been satisfied with just a little hand wave and a hallelujah, well, you might have to do a little bit more than that. If you've been content with a little clap and a shout and a thank you, Jesus, well, if you want to go higher, if you want a greater relationship with Jesus Christ, there has to be something that would rise up inside of your spirit that says, I don't care what people think about me. I don't care if I look foolish. I don't care if they mock me and ridicule me. There's something inside of the heart of this man. There's something in the heart of that woman that says, I need more of Jesus Christ. I won't be satisfied with the blessings of yesterday. I won't be satisfied with the memorials of last year, but I need a greater blessing of God today. I need a today miracle. I need a right now blessing. I need a Holy Ghost touch from God that is going to take me from today to tomorrow to next week to next month to next year. You can't depend on the blessings of yesterday to get you to tomorrow. You need a blessing today. Hallelujah. Somebody go ahead and give God some praise here in this house. Come on, do something a little bit different. You didn't hear me. I said, do something a little bit different. Break out of your comfort zone. Go beyond the ordinary. Go beyond the average. Break loose in the name of Jesus Christ. Everybody in this house, stand to your feet right now. Give God some praise like you never gave him before. Give him an alabaster box breaking praise. Give him a crazy praise. Forget about the cute praise. Forget about the quaint praise. But when you really need God, when you really need God, something is going to change. Something. Hallelujah. If that's all you got, that's all you got. But he's been too good to me. He's blessed me. He's healed me. He's delivered me. He's saved me. Come on, this is better than crack cocaine. This is better than a Budweiser. This is better than a club. Jesus Christ set me free. I said, Jesus Christ set me free. Shatarabasa. Yes! Yes! Glory! Hallelujah. Yes, 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 yes. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Start praising God so hard the projector system gets a breakthrough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. You need to get connected to God. You need to get plugged into his presence. You need to get a hold of him. You need to grab the hem of his garment. You need to climb up the sycamore tree. You need to tear off the roof. You need to cry out with everything that's within you. I need Jesus Christ. I need the touch of God. I need the blood of the Lamb. I need something different. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Sit down for just a moment. Jesus showed up at the house of a leper. Now understand theologically what is taking place here. According to the Levitical law, lepers were supposed to live in colonies outside of the rest of society. Lepers were considered unclean. You don't even get within 3 yards of a leper. Don't get around them. There were so many serious laws when it came to a leper. You don't touch a leper. You don't go around a leper. If a leper walks into a crowd of people, he would have to cry out, unclean, unclean, unclean. And when he would cry out saying that, the crowd would scatter, because they did not want to come in contact with that leper. Now, furthermore, whatever a leper touched was unclean. His clothes were unclean. His shoes were unclean. Amen. His coat was unclean. The plates that he or she ate off of were unclean. And the house that he lived in was unclean. But you know what Jesus said? The best place I can show my glory is by stepping into a house that is unclean. The best place I can do a work is where there is a mess. Because if you're honest with yourself, you once was an unclean house. You once was an unclean vessel. You once was messed up. You were tore up from the floor up. You were broke, busted, and disgusted. But Jesus Christ, he stepped into your house. Jesus Christ, he stepped into your heart. Jesus Christ, he came to you. He came to me, and he turned your world upside down. Amen. He filled you. He washed you. He cleansed you. He delivered you. He set you free. He saved you. Come on. Has God ever done anything in your life? I think he's worthy of some praise. I said, I think he's worthy of some praise. I think he's worthy of a hallelujah. I think he's worthy of a thank you, Jesus. I think he's worthy. Yes, 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 yes. Jesus, 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 Jesus. Hallelujah. A hunger, a desperation, a passion. Amen. Before, when Jesus was in that house, everybody was busy doing their own thing. But the Bible says a woman came to him with an alabaster box, a box of precious ointment. One text says that it was worth a year's wage unto this woman. Now, what's interesting to note is when you study out the occupation of this woman was not a lawyer, this woman was not an accountant, this woman was what the scripture would say, a woman of the night. She was a harlot. Amen. She turned tricks. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. She had a pimp, right? That was her occupation. So when you understand that the value of that ointment, how she purchased that ointment, what was inside of that alabaster box when she broke it and she poured it upon Jesus as a symbol of her worship and surrender. When you understand what was inside of that alabaster box. Maybe when she was 16 years old, she was abused by someone that loved her, and it emotionally and spiritually scarred her. And she began to run from one relationship to another, molested, abused, hurt, seen as simply an object for men to abuse. When she began to walk in this life, I'm sure the pain that she felt, the abuse, the abandonment, it was placed inside of that alabaster box. That hurt that she felt when she walked into the city and people turned up their nose because they knew who she was, it was inside of that alabaster box. The memories that were inside of her heart, inside of her mind, of every man that hurt her. It was inside of that alabaster box. Every sleepless night, it was inside of that alabaster box. Every time she contemplated suicide, it was inside of that alabaster box. Every time she lost a friend, it was inside of that alabaster box. Every time she felt the pain of abuse, it was inside of that alabaster box. But when she came to the feet of Jesus Christ, she opened that box up and she said, "This is my hurt. This is my pain. This is my memories. This is what I went through. This is the hurt. This is the despise. This is the rejection. This is what I've gone through, and I give it to you, Jesus." She was broken. She was broken. She was broken. How do I know what she was doing was so abnormal? Because everybody that was there in that house were uncomfortable with what she was doing. Even the disciples who walked with Jesus, even the disciples who saw Jesus open the blind eyes, even the disciples who saw Jesus cry forth the name Lazarus and Lazarus leaped out of the tomb, her worship made them uncomfortable. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Come on, somebody needs to get an uncomfortable praise, an uncomfortable worship. Hallelujah, a messed up praise, a messed up worship. Hallelujah, when there's brokenness on earth, there will be an openness in heaven. Stop just going through the motion. Stop doing that orchestrated, coordinated worship. But let something get ugly. Let something get broken. Let something get messed up inside of your spirit that says, "I'm willing to crawl through the crowd. I'm willing to get messy in my praise and in my worship." Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Some of you will never go to the level where God wants to take you because you're satisfied. You're content. You're complacent. We're lukewarm. Things are good. Things are all right. But let the doctor come knock on your door and say, "Sorry, your diagnosis is bleak. I promise you, your praise will go to a different level." Hallelujah! 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 I got to break some alabaster boxes right now. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I got to break some things. Hallelujah, Lord. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus. Hallelujah. I can't take you there. You got to go there yourself. The Bible says if we draw nigh to him, he will draw nigh to us. The responsibility is placed in our hands. We must draw nigh to him first. Hallelujah, God. In the name of Jesus. stand with me all across this house. God, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord God, God, I love to seek you. If you really mean it, I want you to lift those hands to heaven, not just out of tradition, not because somebody's telling you to do it, but if you really mean it as a sign of surrender to Him, I want you to lift those hands to heaven. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I love us. God. Bring that alabaster box to Him right now. Bring that alabaster box to Him right now. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Respond to what God is doing. You need to respond to what God is doing. He's knocking. Will you open the door? He's pulling. Will you come to Him? Come on, He's knocking. He's knocking at your door. Will you open it? He's pulling at your spirit. Will you come to Him today? Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Come on, step out of your seat right now. Come down to this altar. Say, Lord, I need you today. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord God, hallelujah, Jesus. You need a touch from God. God to move in your life. I need some prayer warriors. I need some ministry. I need some mature saints of God to come down here and pray with these that are praying. Please help me. Please help me. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus.